Powerful winter storms like the one that shut down much of the southern half of the state this week are impressive. But even though up to 19 inches of snow were left in its wake as the system moved on, it doesn't amount to much in terms of liquid water. Mike Welvert is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says even in its heaviest and wettest state, the snow-to-water ratio is at least 10 to 1. That means those 19 inches of white stuff most likely work out to less than an inch of rainfall. But Welvert says this storm and another that hit farther north will help with the state's drought because warm temps have kept the soil from freezing.
So in a way, that's good. So this snowfall that we did get, as it melts, and it will percolate down into the soil and help really improve the top 2 or 3 inches of soil moisture as we go through the winter.
But Welvert says drought conditions are long-term problems, and it'll take more than 19 inches of snow to bounce back.
You know, we've had dry conditions for many months around here, so one or two particular snowstorms are not going to impact it greatly. It's going to be the frequency of precipitation that we get throughout the winter.
Tim Asplund heads the Water Monitoring Program for the Department of Natural Resources. He agrees that the warmer ground temperatures will help to recharge groundwater levels, but says parts of Wisconsin are still down 5 inches of rain or more. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.